The Labour Party caucus will meet this week to discuss the actions of Hamilton West MP Gaurav Sharma. As Prime Minister and Labour leader Jacinda Ardern took to the podium yesterday for her post-cabinet news conference, Dr. Sharma was pressing send on another Facebook post detailing further allegations of bullying within the party. Dr. Sharma shared screenshots of text messages he says are from fellow MPs, including complaints about serious mental health concerns and wanting to avoid returning to Parliament. Labour is now expected to seek to suspend or expel Dr. Sharma from the caucus. With us now to talk this process through is Otago University Law Professor Andrew Geddes. Kia ora.
Yeah, kia ora, Susie.
How does this process work?
Well, the first stage is the Labour Party caucus getting together. And I mean, caucus is essentially the club that all the Labour Party MPs are members of. And that caucus as a club has its own set of rules about how the members must behave and also when membership of the club can be taken away. So they'll meet together, talk about what he's done, see if he shows up to, you know, put his side of the story. And if he doesn't, or they don't buy his story, they can, under the rules of their club, essentially vote to either suspend him so he can't turn up to it anymore and be part of it, or expel him, actually kick him out of the club so he's no longer a Labour Party MP.
So what is the difference essentially between that suspension and that expulsion, the independence of the MP?
So if he's suspended, in terms of Parliament, the sort of rules of Parliament, he would be counted as a Labour Party MP. He just couldn't take part in any of the Labour Party MP's proceedings. So he couldn't come to caucus, he couldn't share their information, couldn't take part in their kind of team activities and so on. If he's expelled from caucus, then the Labour Party can go to the Speaker and say to the Speaker, he is no longer a Labour Party MP, at which point the Speaker would say, OK, this MP is now an independent, he sits by himself, he's got no connection with the Labour Party anymore.
What then happens with the proportionality of Parliament? Is that affected at all?
Indeed. So if the caucus expels him and they go to their Speaker and say to the Speaker, he's now an independent MP, that would then give the Labour leader, Jacinda Ardern, grounds under the party-hopping laws to say to the Speaker that the proportionality of Parliament has been disturbed. We have one less MP than we had at the election. And under the party-hopping laws, that's grounds to actually have him expelled from Parliament altogether.
OK. So is it likely to trigger that point should the expulsion happen? Is that automatic?
No. So it's completely up to this. There's two ways. If the MP himself goes to the Speaker and says, I want to be an independent, then that automatically triggers the party-hopping law. His seat is automatically vacated if he takes that step. If the Labour Party goes to the Speaker and says to the Speaker, we've expelled him from our caucus, he's no longer a Labour Party MP, making him an independent, there then needs to be a second further step taken by the Labour leader to trigger the party-hopping law. And it's up to the Labour leader, Jacinda Ardern, as to whether or not she wants to do that. They could just leave him sitting there as an independent MP for the next term, as happened with Jamie Lee Ross in the last parliamentary term.
What about a by-election? When might that come into play?
Well, it could come into play in two ways. The MP could just quit. He could just say, I've had enough, it's all too much, and quit, in which case we'd have a by-election. Alternatively, these party-hopping provisions would come into play in some way. And if those party-hopping provisions come in and the MP seat gets vacated, then you have to have a by-election to replace them.
Is any of this impacted at all by the letter that was detailed in the New Zealand Herald yesterday around the local party saying that they gave him unstinting support?
No. It's all to do with the status of the MP within Parliament. The outside Parliament party, local electorate and so on, has no say in it. It depends on whether the Labour caucus keeps him on as a member of the caucus. If they kick him out of the caucus so he becomes an independent MP, that in itself is grounds for the party-hopping provisions to kick in. The fact that he may still have support in his local electorate, from a legal parliamentary point of view, is irrelevant.
Interesting stuff. Thank you very much, Andrew Geddes there, Otago University Law Professor.